So she spoke, and answering her, said I, "Do you instruct me how to lie in wait for the old god, lest he, foreseeing or foreknowing, may escape? Hard is a god for mortal man to master." So I spoke, and straight the heavenly goddess answered, "Yes, stranger, I will truly tell you all. When the sun reaches the mid-sky, forth from the water comes the unerring old man of the sea at a puff of the west wind, and veiled in the dark ripple. When he's come, he lays him down under the caverned cliffs, while round him seals, the brood of a fair sea-nymph, huddle and sleep on rising from the foaming water, and pungent is the scent they breathe of the unfathomed sea. There will I bring you at the dawn of day and lay you in the line. Meantime, do you choose carefully for comrades the three best men you have among the well-benched ships, and I will tell you all the old man's wicked ways. First, he will count the seals and go their round, and when he has told them off by fives and found them all, he will lie down among them like a shepherd with his flock. As soon as you see him sleeping, summon all your might and main and hold him fast, although he strive and struggle to escape. He will make trial of you, turning into whatsoever moves on earth, to water even, and heaven-kindled fire. Yet hold unflinchingly and clasp the more. But when at length he questions you in his own shape, in the same shape as when you saw him sleeping, then, hero, cease from violence and set the old man free. But ask what god afflicts you, and ask about your homeward way, how you may pass along the swarming sea." Saying this, she plunged into the surging sea. I to the ships which lay along the sands turned me away, and as I went my heart was sorely troubled. But when I came to the ship and to the sea, and we had made our supper, and the immortal night drew near, we laid us down upon the beach to sleep. Then, as the early rosy-fingered dawn appeared, along the shore of the wide-stretching sea I went with many supplications to the gods. I took three comrades with me, men whom I trusted most for any enterprise.